Vicky in North Carolina has a wood floor that's gone awry, if you will. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I started the floor, and everything was lining up really well, and I just got tired of doing it myself, so I hired a handyman. He came in and did a lot of the work, but there's a lot of gaps between the tiles now, and there's they're just not square anymore, and he's not finishing the floor, but I'm wondering how to finish it and make it look right.
So the gaps are between the wood tiles that he put down, or are they between like the tiles in the wall?
No, between the wood tiles, the wood parquet tiles.
Hmm. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not right. I didn't know if I had to actually rip the floor up and start over, or if there was, you know, some filler material you could use.
No, you can't fill in wood tiles that were not put together properly. I mean, occasionally we'll get a call on somebody who has a gap that's developed in a strip floor, and you could use a jute rope in between mm-hmm. that, but that's just, you know, a one-off kind of thing. If you have a newish parquet floor and the tiles are shrinking or loose, that's just going to get worse over time, and they're going to start coming up in pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're definitely not loose. They're just not
square,
tight together.
Yeah.
Is the floor fully finished? I mean, can you, and is it a kind that is sort of snapped together, or have they been nailed together?
No, they snap together and they're glued down.
Oh.
Yeah, they have like a tongue and groove.
Yeah, at this point, you're gonna need, your two options are to either take it out or learn to love mm-hmm. it.
Or cover with a rug.
That's right.
That's your third option.
Yeah,
third option.
The cover with the rug option is kind of what I've been doing in the meantime.
Yeah.
Okay, and any ideas on like how to, because I still have about 100 square feet that need to be laid to be finished.
Okay.
Did I just put those together the best I can and, like I said, cover it with the rug, the bad part?
Well, because they're tongue and groove, I would say, oh, start at the wall edge. This way you're sort of square on the edges that would be exposed from a rug, but then you're getting to a point where you're going to have two edges that need to snap into one another.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, at that point, do you just cut off one edge and sort of, you know, thin it out from the backside so it becomes like an overlay? You're gluing it down anyway. At least then you know whatever would be exposed around the perimeter of the room is square.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like a very good idea. Okay, well, thanks for your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.